to ask some questions? You can ask. I can answer
perfectly
up to my knowledge. It may be wrong, it may be right.
It seems to me that after the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, my spiritual master, I am putting more trust in the Chaitya Guru within. The Chaitya Guru?
Chaitya Guru.
I am putting more trust in Chaitya Guru. Is this normal to do after the disappearance of your Guru? And how can we develop more the ability to take guidance from Krishna in the heart in order to help us serve our Guru? I want to respect the advice of my godbrothers, but they have many different opinions, so I try to surrender more also to Chaitya Guru. I wanted to ask you about that.
My opinion is that Guru is always present. But we are not seeing. But His mercy, and He Himself is present to us, and always giving mercy. So, I need more prayer to our Gurudev, beloved Gurudev. He is always present. As in the present time of our Gurudev, your Gurudev, we are suffering and wanting guidance.
Yes.
This time also, you should not see that our Guru is not present. So we should go to our Chaitya. Chaitya Guru is always, and Diksha Guru is also present. So why we should not go to our Diksha Guru?
Just as much.
There is no lackness of our Diksha Guru. Always present. But we should pray to Him that you should reveal in our heart. Chaitya Guru, without praying, He will do what He has to do. And He is Krishna. See, He is always wanting that all my dear should come to me. So He is Himself hankering to do mercy. So I think it is better to pray our Gurudev to reveal the one heart, and in our heart He should ये भाव जगाएं कि हम लोग कैसे उनकी सेवा कर सकते हैं. He should give proper guidance in our heart that how we could serve more and more to Him. I think it is the proper way.
Yes.
And Sikha Guru can do, who is a Mahant Guru. Dikha Guru is also Mahant Guru. And Sikha Guru is also Mahant Guru. If one has Sikha Guru,
he should
go to Sikha Guru time to time and take advice what to do, how to do, how to serve Radha Krishna. I think if we are very honest to our Guru, He would certainly and certainly come in our heart, and He will make see us very well.
That's a very satisfying understanding.
I see in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, thousands and thousands of years, lakhs and lakhs years there.
Have been passed.
Passed. But yet Gurudev comes to Gop Kumar. Or Srimati Radhika sends his near dear Gop Kumar to Jan Sarma to show path. And they are eager to do mercy upon them. So if our Gurudev is in that level, and we are in the level of Jan Sarma or true devotee, Krishna and Gurudev will surely have mercy. We don't think this question. Not a single time this question has come to my mind, because I have full faith in our Guru. I always pray my Gurudev that he should give me how we can serve him, how we can have charan purusharth. Charan purusharth, you know?
Purusharth? No, not charan.
Some last
go, ultimate go.
Yes.
Yesterday we were reading Brihad Bhagavatam with Sanatan Goswami is telling that we pray for the dust of lotus feet of Krishna. But not only lotus feet of Krishna, dust of lotus feet. The lotus feet of Krishna should have kumkum. Kumkum, you know, the collar the gopi used to have in their breast, and they have kept Krishna lotus feet on their breast, and that collar kumkum has lotus feet of the Krishna, and it has been colored, and the dust of that color I went to put on my head. This is the last purusharth of any jeev at any time. There is no better any purusharth for jeev better than this. This Sanatana Goswami wants to, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. So Gurudev and Krishna is also eager always to give this thing, topmost highest thing to give. But if jiva has so much qualification, then they can have. Otherwise, at least this wish should be in the heart of any sadhu.
And I ask another question. I came to see you in
1986.
And I asked you if it was all right to admit to my disciples that I had made some mistakes. At that time the mistakes were that I was sitting on a Vyasasan, the same level as Srila Prabhupada, and taking a big title like Guru Pad, and sitting above my own god brothers. So you told me that if I admitted that these were mistakes, my disciples would not lose faith but they would appreciate the honesty as humility. So since then I try to be very open and honest with disciples and God brothers also. If I feel some envy or some bad thing, I admit it. But some of my god brothers say that I may mislead disciples if I am too open. For example, a few years ago, I read some books by Christian saints. So rather than keep it private, I told that I am doing this. So my question is, should there be a part of life that should be kept private and secret? Or should a sadhu be as open as possible in regard to things like admitting mistakes, but also revealing your mind and also your intimate realization? What is the relation of the secrecy and the truthfulness?
Some principles or some things are subject for hide, and something is for open. We should always think that it should not be harmful for lower persons or disciples. As we are practicing Raganuga Bhakti, for example, it should not be open to all. It must be kept secret. Only to those who are qualified persons, we can tell something. Not all anubhutis, should be told to them, because it may cause to their fallenness. Similarly, so many things can be that if we can tell everything, they are not in a position to take it in better way. So we should keep it secret. And something which is good for them according to their great, we can tell them. And if you and they are in same level, as a friend you can tell, you may not tell. Everything which we realize should not be told to openly in general mass. Always we should be careful for this. आपन साधन कथा ना कही दे जथा तथा इन चैतन्य चरितामृत इट हैज बीन टोल्ड दैट यू आर प्रैक्टिसिंग भक्ति योग एंड इफ यू हैव सम रियलाइजेशन यू शुड नॉट टेल टू अदर पर्सन इन जनरल बिकॉज इट विल बी उड़ जाएगा इट विल बी उड़ जाएगा कपूर की भांति
Kapoor
cloth? Camphor.
Camphor.
Camphor. Camphor. Here it will be evaporate.
Evaporate. Yeah.
Evaporate.
Like, so we must think about the qualification of this, whether it is harmful or not. In my idea, as Vaishnava should keep secret something, it has been told, sleeping, eating, drinking,
chanting,
bhajan, sadhan. If anyone general mass will see, oh, they will think that, oh, we are all the same. So it may harm to them. But everything to them. If it is for benefit of disciples.
What about the benefit of the person? Does it ever benefit him to disclose something?
Huh?
So you speak of the benefit to the disciples. What about the person who is withholding something? Sometimes, to be honest, he will benefit. Like the original time when you said, yes, tell your disciples that you made a mistake. So that time I didn't keep secret.
If by keeping secret their benefit is there, we can do. But we should always be careful that our heart and bahar or bhitar, inner
and outer,
should be one. We should not have any incorrect connection with a lady. If I have any illicit connection, then we will have to hide. So we should not have any illicit connection to anyone, so that I will have to chipa karke rakhna. So we should not do anything so that we may hide. Only bhajan sadhan should be hide.
Then I had some questions about Raga Nuga Bhakti. In some of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradayas, they practice Raga Nuga Sadhana even when the disciple is not yet perfect. So, Srila Prabhupada, as I read in his book, he indicates this too, to some degree, but he doesn't teach it specifically in terms of how to know your eternal rasa with Krishna. There's an impression among devotees in ISKCON, many of them, most of them I would say, that to cultivate Raga Nuga Bhakti is not necessary in order to go back to Godhead. And they think like this: this is how you can go back to Godhead. If you work hard in ISKCON, even if you don't know what is your rasa with Krishna, you will go to Krishna after death, and then everything will be revealed to you then. You already have a specific rasa, but you don't know it. It will be awakened within you by service to Guru.
This is to misguide for them and to taunt. This is certainly a wrong siddhanta.
Maybe envious.
Maybe
envious siddhanta.
This is not to teach. Without Raganuga Bhakti, we cannot go to Krishna. Certainly. If anyone does not know Sambandha Gyan, he is full of anartha by serving and by selling and by increasing income. If one cannot go in a koti-koti janma, or never will go to Krishna, in my opinion, and in Shastra opinion, he should do bhakti. Then it will be very cheaper for us. We should vent at once Krishna consciousness, living all these things. But I think this is to misguide. They are ruining themselves and all persons. Krishna consciousness is for serving Radha and Krishna, not for ISKCON. ISKCON is to teach how we can serve Radha and Krishna and Gurudev. Guru or Krishna are not to, they will not teach a person not to serve them and to serve ISKCON. I don't think Gaudiya Vedanta Society or Krishna consciousness
ISKCON
or anything is to serve Krishna.
and that.
So Raganuga must be followed. We should certainly follow Radha in Rupa Goswami. Without following Rupa Goswami, men in thousand and crores jan living in Iskon only, having no sambandha gyan, no bhajan, he will never, but he will fall at once, like Bhavananda and all others.
Then I want to ask about the practice though, more about the practice of Raganuga Bhakti.
I think that some will be angry with me.
Your answer? Maybe.
What do you are asking me this question?
Well, it's important because sometimes when we express interest in Radha and Krishna, the devotees say, well, that's too elevated for us. You just, another expression is,
yes, what is the duty of ISKCON?
They say, just work in the Sankirtan movement, and even if you have material desires at the end, Lord Chaitanya will come and bring you back to Godhead.
I think so. To teach persons and devotees how to get Krishna and Radha's service, this is the whole object of ISKCON. And that is why Srila Prabhupada, your Gurudev, went to Western countries by the order of his spiritual master. They have no any ambition other than to serve Radha and Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
But if you distribute a book, isn't that serving Radha and Krishna or clean the temple?
This can be general seva, so that we can teach world how to serve Krishna. For this, it can help. Like we are doing yajna, sacrifice. We are bringing
food, bread,
sand, cement. This can be bringing all these things, collecting all these things, may be called sacrifice, but it is not sacrifice. Swaha. I am giving myself whole thing to the feet of lotus Krishna. That is sacrifice. If it is not done, bringing and doing and levering, everything is not sacrifice. In this manner, if you are doing sankirtan yajna for Radha and Krishna, to please Radha and Krishna, or to serve Radha Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then if anyone is claiming that floor, not cleaning, he is also saaf karna?
Cleaning
the paikhana of any Vaishnav is bhakti.
Paikhana?
Latin.
Latin, like Narottam Thakur clean the Latin of Gurudev.
Yeah.
So any chesta
endeavor, activity endeavor.
Activities of son, man, vachan, uncool for Krishna, it is called Uttama. Not only Sankirtan and Sankirtan is best, Nam Sankirtan, but any thing, any wish, any mental thing, any haath pair ka koi bhi karya, any action, will be physical or infysical or by mind, everything will be bhakti. If bhakti is there. And to read Bhagavat and to serve Radha Mani Archan will be against of bhakti. If you are not there, you are going against the principle. If you are doing Archan, if you are doing Bhagavat path, you are preaching for yourself, or your wife and children, then it is against the bhakti to read Bhagavat and to do asana. So it depends on the heart. So I think that we must follow Rupa Goswami. He has gone to follow, to preach the principles of Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Valdi. And for the betterment, he established ISKCON to preach the service of Radha and Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If they are not preaching correctly, we should leave at once this society. And if they are doing service, we should all stand. I also think, in Gaudiya Vedanta Samhita, in a moment when I will see that they are not serving for Krishna, I will at once live this Gaudiya Vedanta. I have not come to see Gaudiya Vedanta Samhita, but I have come to see that they are all serving to Krishna and Radha. Rupa Goswami has written in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ujjwal Vyanjan, and all others, how a jeev, a conditioned soul, can come towards Krishna and can achieve the highest thing, highest service of Radha and Krishna. So we should certainly must adopt all these things. If they are adopting and doing and going smoothly, we should certainly follow ISKCON. But if they are not, we can think more. One thing also, you have questioned what the Parupanuga Vaishnava?
Radhanuga Rupanuga. Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, they practice Radhanuga Sadhana even in intermediate or neophyte state.
Here we can see that whether he is a wretched person, he has no ability. He is a rotten person. But yet he has greed by the grace of Rasik Vaishnava, by reading Srimad Bhagavat, by hearing Srimad Bhagavat, he is able to do Radhanuga Bhajan. Someone can say that he is not pious, his soul is not pavitra,
pure.
He has no sapta, sam, dham, titiksha, arya, all these qualities. He is hankering after women, understand? And he has some bad society or anything. Like Bilva Mangal. He was not a good person. But anyhow he had a greed by the mercy of Krishna himself as a Chaitya Guru, or by the grace of Chintamani, who always used to do very sweet songs about Krishna and Radha, and by his Gurudev Narahari, not Hari, okay.
Somagiri.
Somagiri. Anyhow, he has greed. And that greed, in the very rotten condition, yet went so high. There should be greed, and this is ability for doing Raganuga bhajan. Whether he is a wretched person or not, or he is pure soul or anything, only he should be greed. And that greed should be actual greed. So, then he can do Raganuga bhajan, and by bhajan his all things will be also
clean.
Will be clean. In Srimad Bhagavatam, idam cha Vishnu vikritam vrajubadbhi idam cha Vishnu.
Sabhanvito
anushriyat atha parnayedaja bhakti parang bhagavati prati labdha kamam vidrogamad. At first bhakti comes and all these evil things go away. But greed must be pure and qualified.
Actual greed.
May I ask more about that? I met a person recently. His name is Gadadhar Pran. He was a disciple of Lalit Prasad, the son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he was in ISKCON, then he left. And he was telling me that in his sampradaya now, they practice Raganuga sadhana. He said, in ISKCON, you only practice Vaidhi. You have to practice a sadhana, even when you're not perfect, which will bring you to that greed. So they have the Sikha Pranali and meditate on Krishna's Ashtakalila. So he was advocating or preaching that you should bring this into ISKCON.
No, we should not follow that. We know Lalita Prasad. He has no greed. He has only calm. So Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, knowing this, he refused that person. We know.
But
our Gurudev also refused that person.
What would our answer be, though? What is our practice of Raganuga sadhana, if not what they do?
We are doing sadhana bhakti, vaidhi bhakti.
We are.
By doing this, and by the grace of Guru and Gaurang or any Rasik Vaishnav, we will hear the pastimes of Krishna. It is not sure, but we hope that we will have certainly greed. And then we will be advanced. We will not follow Sahaja Vaishnava. This should come from upper side. क्या होता है नॉट डिसेंडिंग इट शुड बी डिसेंडिंग फ्रॉम वैष्णव और कृष्ण जन और कृष्ण फ्रॉम कृष्ण एज रूप गोस्वामी हैज टोल्ड दे आर डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग रागानुगा भजन डिवोटी इज नॉट गोइंग एंड दे हैव नॉट ग्रेट to serve Radha Krishna. But they are distributing.
They are constructive.
A devotee must greed. They should be told. They should be mercified. But they are not seeing that I have also no greed and these disciples have no greed. And they are distributing like fruits. It is not like
that's so cheap.
Not so cheap. We should not follow. We cannot follow this. I have seen so many persons have been ruined. This greed will take this man to very upper, like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, like Jiva Goswami, like Narottam Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. How
ऊंचा जीवन इनका हाउ
हायर लाइफ एलिवेटेड
सो वी शुड ऑलवेज गो व्हाट आवर गुरु हैज टोल्ड व्हाट रूप गोस्वामी हैज टोल्ड जीव गोस्वामी विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद अवर गुरुदेव We have Siddha Pranali. We have no Siddha Pranali.
We have Siddha Pranali.
Certainly. Sina dapi sunitena taro rapi sahi sununa amanina manudena kirtaniya sadha. This is Siddha Pranali. They are not following all these Pranali. They are taking by sasta. Sasta?
Cheap.
Very cheap. Without being so. By gathering so many ladies and by practicing. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, like Prabhupada's Guru, Gaurakrishna Das Acharya. How Vairagyavan. But I think Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur were more Vairagyavan than Gaurakrishna Das Acharya, in my opinion.
More Vairagyavan.
More Vairagyavan. But this requires some heart and mind to know.
I had a personal request. I wanted to ask your permission if I could begin to worship the Govardhan Sila.
You have requested me?
I am requesting it.
First you have requested you.
First?
When
this
weekend?
Is the first time. Now I am.
Never before. Okay. If you like it, then.
Does that mean I can go to the Govardhan Hill and take one? So on?
By permission of anyone, Vishnu, Guru, Purohit. Why you are not going towards Bhav Bhakti?
Why? Why I am not
following or going towards Bhav Bhakti?
Bhav Bhakti.
Bhav Bhakti.
Why I am not?
I think Maharaj thinks
try to enter.
Worshipping the Govardhan will bring him in that direction, I think.
This is too. I don't think I understood why he answered at that point.
You should know Hindi also or Bangla. Because I don't express fully my ideas. So there are some. Everybody.
My question.
Rupa Goswami.
It's coming.
Rupa Goswami. Bhakti Vinod Thakur. What he has done, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, last Vaishnava Saptam Goswami, what he has done?
Bhakti Vinod Thakur? What are his activities?
Towards Archan?
I mostly know he wrote many books.
No.
Archan.
What activities he has done towards Archan. He used to do Archan?
I don't know his Archan activities.
Gaurakrishna Das Acharya Narayan used to do. No.
Archan.
He used to do Archan? Or not?
I don't know.
You don't know? Your Gurudev used to do Archan or not?
Not personally, no.
Not personally?
In the temples, he installed many deities. Archa Vigraha. For a few years.
Always?
No.
Like you are going to do? You are taking, you want to
take
Govardhan
Sila.
Yes. And when you take it, you will have to always do Archan. You will have to do?
Yes.
Or you will give it to any devotee?
No.
Your Gurudeva has done this, like this?
No, he did not.
Why he has not done?
Why he did not practice Archan? I think, I don't know his mind, but he might say he was...
So there are two kinds of seva to Radha Krishna. One by Archatigra, by water and flowers and all these things. And other is bhava seva. Bhava pushpa. Bhava is their
flower.
Their water is love is water. Their inner bhavas are so many upakaranas of seva.
Material ingredients.
Not material.
Ingredients.
They are done like so.
That was their archan.
So archan is the archan of Raghunath Das Goswami was not archan but seva.
Bhav
seva. When he sees Govardhan, he at once goes in inner and see Radha and Krishna. He only prays Govardhan by Tulasi that I should serve her in Radha Kund, Radha and Krishna. Only the Leelas in Radha Kund in midday. These are bhavas. What he has written in Vilapus Manjali are all other
prayers
in Braja Bhakti Vilas.
Braja Vilas so.
He used to do it in mentally, all these devas. He is Radha and Krishna is there and he is saying that I am preparing
garland,
tambul diti, karpur, chandan, agaru, and so many things. And he is giving at the neat time in certain seva. He was trying to do. But we are not so high, so we should do this archan also. So you can, if you want, you can do it. But you should always try to enter in bhava, praying by uttering the slokas of Vilapus Manjali or Braj Vilas, Upadeshamrita, Chaitanya Sikshastaka, all this.
Not just the outer formality of Archan.
I think that if everyone person having a mood that I should worship Giriraj with me, whether I am in western countries or southern countries or hither and thither, and if everyone will take Giriraj, every tila of Giriraj, then what will be the condition in Govardhan?
No left.
There is no sign of Giriraj Govardhan there. So it has been told in Puran that if you want to take it, keep
gold
there, and you should take. And by the order of your spiritual master, or in his absence, there should be any high grade of Vaishnava. so many Govardhan Sila, a new devotee. They are very fond of worshipping Giriraj Govardhan. They brought by, without telling anyone, they brought from them. And after 2, 3, 4 months, there comes any disturbance or anything, they keep it here without Nam Sankirtan should follow and service in heart. If there are, these are two, everything is there. And if there is not there, nothing is there. Haribhakti Vilas is for Grihastha Bhakta, not for Sahacharya. And in this Haribhakti Vilas, Archan Paddhati, Archan, sacrifice, all these things are given. And then, they should, after reading Haribhakti Vilas in Grihastha,